Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Unexplained phenomena often involve things that we can see but have no explanation for. UFOs or elaborate crop circles. Or why do some people think that dress is blue and black when it's clearly gold and white? But what about the things we can hear but have no explanation for? Producer Logan Shannon presents some audio mysteries.
In a normal radio story, I would either introduce a sound before playing it or play a sound and then immediately identify it. This is not a normal radio story. I have no idea what that is.
My name is Caitlin Schneider, and I'm a staff writer at Mental Floss.
Neither does Caitlin, though she does like to speculate. Caitlin is mildly obsessed with unexplained sounds, and she wrote about a few of her favorites for Mental Floss. And as is so often the case with radio producers, after I read her article, her mild obsession became mine. All right, let's take a closer listen to that sound I played a minute ago. It's called upsweep.
You can hear it's like a strange, I mean, it's called upsweep because it sort of has that like train of upsweeping sounds that last a couple seconds.
Okay, that is pretty weird. But how do they even record these unexplained sounds in the depths of the sea? Well, in 1991, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration started conducting underwater surveillance. They planted water-tolerant microphones called hydrophones all along the ocean and then pressed record. Upsweep has been there from the beginning. After all these years of recording this absolutely bizarre sound, there must be some theories. But what do scientists think it is?
It's always there. They don't know what it is. The leading theory is it has something to do with volcanic activity, but they don't really know for sure. If I were to just listen to that clip, that's certainly not what would come to mind. As all of these ocean sounds, I think a creature is, because it just sounds so spooky and like something lurking in the deep and probably like something we've never seen before.
Upsweep is a spooky sound, but not as spooky as the unexplained sound from the ocean known as Julia. Okay, that is way stranger than upsweep. Is it an animal we've never heard of, like searching for a mate, or a ghost submarine left over from the war, or maybe something alien?
Julia is sort of, in some ways, a creepy one because there's so little information about it. It lasts about 15 seconds. As you can hear, there's sort of that one part where there's sort of a distinct cry sound. You can hear something that sounds sort of like a whale. And it was loud enough that it was picked up by the entire hydrophone array.
Not all mysteries of the sea are the stuff of nightmares. Some are just sad.
It begins back in 1989 when the U.S. Navy first heard a mysterious sound picked up on the top secret network of underwater microphones that had been used to track Russian submarines ever since the Cold War.
Scientists deduced this mysterious sound was coming from one single whale who had been calling out at 52 hertz, a frequency that no other whale could understand.
Now it's believed that this whale has lived his entire life in complete solitude, swimming all alone through the Pacific, calling out, yet never once receiving a response, earning him the nickname, the loneliest whale in the world.
That's Adrian Grenier of Entourage fame and his partner, Josh Zeman, telling this sad and mysterious story of 52, the loneliest whale. They successfully raised over $400,000 with the help of 3,800 backers to go in search of this creature. Caitlin is among the many people that are hopeful they will successfully find more information on the loneliest whale.
Its call is not like any other whale, and therefore it sort of roams the ocean alone, and it's really sad and lonely. And I love this one because it's different from the others in that it's not scary, but it's just so strange to think that this enormous animal is wandering the ocean by itself.
While the ocean seems to be the primary source of unexplained sounds, there are a few sounds on Caitlin's list that you might get a chance to hear without the help of an underwater hydrophone array, like the hum. people have reported hearing this mysterious sound across the globe for years. The sound even made its way to a baseball game in Florida.
And the punt is foul. The count is 1-1.
And what could that possibly be? Somebody shut the door.
It sounds supernatural.
That recording was taken at Tropicana Field during a game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Detroit Tigers back in the summer of 2001.
Bringing out all the stops tonight in order to take down Verlander.
I haven't heard anything that bad since we had that Vuvuzela night.
Against the same week, an earthquake measuring 5.8 on the Richter scale hit the East Coast, which some propose might be the source of the sound.
Just as we mentioned that, it stops. Maybe we figured it out.
According to a field reporter who was at the game, the noise was feedback from speakers that were hit by a direct lightning strike. For most of these unexplained sounds, science can provide a perfectly logical explanation for a possible origin, but rarely is there any proof. It's easy to find people who have alternate theories for where these sounds come from, but that's an entirely different kind of internet rabbit hole. Despite the difference of opinions, for Caitlin, seeking out unexplained sounds and trying to figure out where they come from continues to be a favorite distraction.
It's a different kind of way of seeing wonder in the world that I think is not generally thought of. You know, strange sounds are not the sort of mysteries that we usually turn our focus to. And I think when you start thinking about it, it does sort of become one of those things that starts to pop up in your mind that wasn't there before.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Logan Shannon.